Well, I'll ask the man himself, Paul Gow, which is the best tournament I should go on and carry his bags on. Morning, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Yeah, Loz, because the legend you are, I'd just give you the biggest tournament, probably the US Seniors Open.
Oh, yeah.
And your golfing knowledge, I've played golf a number of times, is exceptional. You know, sometimes you've left the putter cover on, many of things.
What about last year when I played with Gowie? He looks at me and goes, are you seriously going to putt with that? My putter. And then he actually got me a putter.
Oh, you had the cover on it.
Well, no, I've got a putter. How old's my putter, Gowie?
Oh, it's 240.
He still had wooden sticks.
He had to buy me a putter. I don't know whether you bought me one or you got me one. And you said, Loz, you can't putt with that. Here's one to putt with.
Oh, geez.
I've still got your putter ready. It's here. I did bring it one day and you forgot to take it. But
you
can't putt with that. It's actually quite embarrassing.
Mate, and you've met Tiger Woods.
Well, that's what he said to me. Gow, he says, mate, I'm not allowing you to putt with me anymore.
Gowie.
And
the New Zealand Open, Gowie, to start this off, mate, I know you've got a pick in it, and we've got a market open at the tab, and it should be very competitive.
Yeah, this is one of the great events on the Australian Tour, and it's at Queenstown. They play at the Hills in Millsbrook, and it's followed that same concept as the Pebble Beach, the AT&T there, and the Dunhill in the UK. So we've got Ryan Fox, who's obviously one of the favourites. He played well in Mexico last week. He's playing alongside, it's an amateur event, basically. It's a pro-am sort of section, and he's playing with his good mate Shane Warne, and he's got Steve Williams on the bag. So I think they'll have a few people following just that group. But, Ryan's just one of those players that's getting better and better every year. He has had a win. I do like him, but I'm not picking him this week. I'm actually going to go back-to-back on... I'm not going to go back-to-back. The other one I've had was Anthony Quayle, who won last week. We tipped him the week before, but he won the Queensland Open last week. So keep an eye on this kid. He's heading off to Japan after this week. He will play over there starting in March. And I don't think his game's suited to Japan, but he's been there for a couple of years. He's probably going to head to Europe or the US after that. But Rhiann Gibson, who plays on the US Tour, has made a quick dash back to the to Queenstown to play. So, he played well last week without finishing inside the top 20, just outside the top 20, but in Puerto Rico. But he's definitely a class player in the field.
Now, Gary, I've got your topics here. I don't know if this is a G-up, but the second point I've got here, Tigers Champions menu for Masters. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
Every year the previous champion, it's at the champion's dinner. That's the whole tradition with Augusta National.
Right.
Masters is that you get the green jacket, you get to hold that green jacket for 1 year. So when Adam Scott won it, he wore it all the way back to Australia and all around the world, and he put that on. He had it at the Australian PGA Championship, he had it at the Australian Open, so people could actually see that jacket. And after the 1 year, it's got to go back into your locker in the champion's locker room. And so all the champions all sort of hang together, and they have the dinner. And you can see it'll be all on social media, the pictures and all that sort of stuff. And you've got to come up with your own menu. And Tiger's going back to the menu that he picked in 2006. And that's steak fajitas, sushi, and a milkshake. So you're sitting at Augusta where, well, I don't know if people know, but Augusta's got one of the best wines. They've got the best seller of all time.
You go on the milkshake.
Yeah, so it sits
under. Does he drink at all, Gowie?
What's that?
Is he a big drinker, the Tiger? I know he went DUI, but I mean, he's.
Is he a big drinker?
If he's picking milkshakes,
I don't think it's Dave Stanley line.
No. Is he a beer man, a bourbon man, a wine man? What's he drink?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know?
I don't know. I think it'd be beer. I know back in the day when he was going through that era that he was winning and he was number one and no one could touch him, that he was really disciplined. And the only thing that
he was disciplined, all right,
to was a hamburger. So that's what he'd celebrate with on a Sunday night after winning a major.
Just the hamburger? I didn't realise
I got the works.
I didn't realise I got to pick. So he's gone the sushi, the milkshake, and the steak frittata.
Fajitas.
Fajita. Frittata. I don't know.
What a fajita is, Dave?
It's some Mexican thing, isn't it? It's like a wrap or something.
You stay away from
it. Yeah. What about that? The milkshakes. You'd be crook in the Brasco.
Think about this. They have, they have like Jack Nicklaus, all the old back in 2006. They had Gene Saracen that was 98 years of age, and Sam Snead that were in late 90s, and they're drinking milkshakes, sushi, and steak beaters. That's just not normal for them, right?
Nah, well, I reckon the old the old Lou will be getting a workout at Augusta that night. And what about it with John Daly? What would his menu be?
Beer. It'd be just beer. It's a great event at the Masters, like with John Daly down the road there at Hooters and his bus set up, and it's amazing. I turned up there at 9 o'clock last year to see if I could get
at Hooters or Augusta.
No, at Hooters, just down the road from Augusta National, and he was so hungover, it was ridiculous. It's just every day for JD there.
It's another world. We've got to go and see that, Loz, once. That's on the bucket list for sure, mate.
Well, we'll try and get over there. I'll tell you what, people want to watch this weekend, though, Gowie. Excuse me, it's the Honda Classic.
Yeah, this is a great event. This is the Jack Nicklaus's event in South Florida. This is the Bear Trap. This is if you want to sit at home and watch carnage from the best players in the world, this is it. The 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, they call the Bear Trap. Now, one Aussie that you mightn't remember, but the people out in Bathurst will remember, Gavin Coles holds a record at this event on the 15th hole, this par 3, water right. He's the only player to put four balls in the water on the 15th and in 2007, and he made it 11. So he's had the highest score on that hole. I was looking through records last night, and I thought, let me have a look at some interesting records. And there was only one Aussie with one record. We've had two wins around there, Stuart Appleby in 97 and Adam Scott in 2016. So amazing week. So just watch those last four holes.
All right, so Gary Woodland, your tip, and your Aussie Cam Davis too there and the Honda Classic.
Yeah, and Daniel Berger, watch this Berger. He's been on a major medical for the last year and a half. He's come back. He started the year well, actually, really well. He finished tied fifth at Pebble and tied ninth at Phoenix. He's at $34. He's my roughie, and I've had a little bit more on him than I have on Daniel Berger. And your man, Tommy Fleetwood, Loz, he's gone in as one of the favourites, but he hasn't won in the US yet, so we're waiting. They reckon, all the experts reckon this is his course, but not for me this week.
Oh, geez, I hope so. I like Fleetwood. Hopefully he'll get a victory at some point in time. He keeps carrying my cash.
Yeah, well, he keeps carrying a lot of money. I've stopped, actually. I've got off the bandwagon. He just doesn't seem to be one of those. A bit like David Bell when he first got on the US Tour. He went 2 or 3 years before. Yeah. First time Tommy Fleetwood on the US soil. He'll just keep winning. But, yeah, he's not going to get my first catch anymore.
All right, Gowie, mate. Always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week and look forward to the Honda Classic and also the New Zealand Open.
Thanks, fellas.